Thank you and good morning. Dozens of trucks decked out in holiday lighting lined up in the parking lot at Redwood Acres ahead of Saturday's annual KEKA Thunder Country Truckers Christmas Parade to be judged before they headed out for their trip through the city of Eureka. Included among the judges were representatives from the Boys and Girls Club Teen Center, the beneficiary of this year's parade, and trucks were judged in two categories, the over the 40-foot-long vehicles and under 40-foot-long vehicles. The first and second place winners were awarded checks and plaques, and in the under 40-foot category, the winner was Redwood Coast Trucking, and in second place, it was Humboldt Community Services District. In the larger truck category, it was Darrell Baker Trucking taking first place, and in second, it was Alto Brothers Trucking. The key sponsors for the parade were Bear River Casino, Schmidbauer Lumber, Suddenlink, and Leon's Car Care, while Don's Rental provided generators for the floats. I know we had a blast watching the parade in downtown Eureka. Dozens of students and three instructors from the College of the Redwoods Construction Technology Program are part of the team building a new 2,100-square-foot building at the Jefferson Community Center in Eureka. The students are donating their labor to the project and getting college credits in return, and they have partnered with the Westside Community Improvement Association on the project. The new building was funded by Prop 84 grant money through the Redwood Community Action Agency, and it will serve as an infant-toddler center to provide a space for child care in the neighborhood. The new building is expected to be completed by the end of summer. Mendocino County authorities have begun the task of identifying the body of an adult male that was discovered on Noyo Beach in Fort Bragg on Sunday morning. The reporting party was walking his dog when he came across the remains of an adult male, 5'10 to 6 feet tall. The body was in an advanced stage of decomposition and appeared to have been in the water for some time before washing ashore. There are tattoos that will be used in the identification, which is still undetermined, and the subject was wearing blue sweatpants, gray socks, and brown hiking boots. A Carlotta man is facing felony DUI charges after a single-vehicle collision on Highway 101 north of Stafford Bridge on Saturday night. 26-year-old Alan Steinwand was headed southbound when he lost control of his vehicle and it left the roadway. The car careened down a hillside, coming to rest 80 feet below the roadway on out-of-service railroad tracks under the bridge. Steinwand suffered major injuries in the crash and was flown to a Santa Rosa hospital for treatment, but before he was released, he was placed under arrest. His passenger, a Fortuna man, suffered minor injuries and was taken to Redwood Memorial for treatment of his injuries. Caltrans has announced the latest round of project funding totals, and of that funding, Humboldt County will see $2.2 million. The funding will be used to install a retaining wall and reconstruct a roadway on Highway 101 just north of Red Crest, as well as the construction of a retaining wall and a roadway reconstruction project on Highway 299 near Willow Creek. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Time now for Our Community News.
In this month's Our Community News, we take a look back at 2014 and the stories that generated the headlines, and we turn our focus to the months of April, May, and June. It was in April that the search for Silverio Sanchez was at its peak. Sanchez was wanted in connection with a double murder in Eureka that included victim Rick Story. April also saw the death of Eureka City Councilmember Lance Madsen, who passed after a long illness. In May, a sheriff's deputy was shot in the chest in an incident in Shelter Cove, and the rescue of a woman who was found by a Caltrans crew after she crashed in a heavily wooded area off Highway 299. May was the month Silverio Sanchez was caught as well. June saw the killing of two dogs found hanging from a tree near Dinsmore and the arrest of an Arcata man, Daniel Jones, for his role in a fatal hit-and-run DUI-related crash on Highway 299. It was in June that the remains of 42-year-old Kathy Gilliam were found inside her vehicle that had run off the road and into Big Lagoon 2 years ago. And that's Our Community News.
A reminder from local fire chiefs as we head into the Christmas holiday to pay attention to your tree if you have brought a real tree into your home. Dried out trees are a major fire hazard, and the best way to ensure you minimize the risk is by keeping the tree watered. Ensure the lights you put on your tree are in good condition, and follow manufacturer's instructions when it comes to the number of lights that can be strung together. Keep candles and other open flames away from your tree as well to ensure you have a safe and merry holiday. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.